Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 11 here on hour number three, getting underway. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here with you as always. Chris, we have had a loaded slate today, and we're not planning on slowing down quite yet, are we?
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I just want to pass this on. We haven't talked about this very much. Mega Millions tonight. $62 million, $31 million, that's your cash option heading out the door. And then if you're into the spending money and possibly making some money genre, well, Powerball. $223 million, $112.2 million. That's your cash option. They make that drawing tomorrow evening, 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck to you.
Absolutely. And, yeah, very, very loaded slate here, especially nationally. The Department of Justice suing Visa over alleged antitrust violations, touched on that late last hour. Also got Americans in Lebanon being urged by the U.S. Embassy in Beirut to take or to book any available flight out of the country. The embassy noted that most airlines have suspended or canceled flights, while many others are sold out. And Representative Anthony Desposito of Island Park pushing back on a report that says he put his ex-girlfriend and the daughter of his longtime fiance on his congressional payroll. Hofstra University law professor James Sample says that if it's true, Desposito's actions are questionable in response to the report by the New York Times. He called it political tabloid garbage, but also didn't deny any of the article's claims. Desposito is in a competitive race against Democrat Laura Gillen, who says there are very serious allegations that demand further investigation.
Earlier today, the Hurricane Center forecasters confirming the latest mild guidance. It's now, for a long time, we were calling it a different name. Well, now it's Tropical Storm Helene, potentially developing into a major Cat 3 hurricane. The bottom line's this. A major hurricane is likely to strike the Gulf Coast of Florida by Thursday evening, somewhere between Apalachicola and Cedar Key. This means that the rest of today, tomorrow, are the days that those folks have to prepare down in the panhandle. Florida's Gulf Coast communities, they're urging residents to complete preparation in advance of Helene. Fox's Eden Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Helene will bring a lot of rain to Florida's Gulf Coast at a time of year the ground is saturated and flooding is the norm. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says 4 or 5 inches of rain will cause problems in lower-lying areas.
There is no stormwater system that can expel that amount of water in less than 2 hours. So we need everybody to understand that.
That rain will also come on top of storm surge, which by Tampa could be 5 or 6 feet. The Florida Big Bend could see surge higher than that. Evacuation orders could be coming soon. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just moments ago, Travis Tompkins from the ELC here at Escambia County, we had a chance to sit down and chat. And what we came up with and really compared notes, the overall forecast track of Helene really hasn't changed a whole lot since yesterday. Here's the track. Helene will enter the Gulf by early Wednesday afternoon as a borderline tropical storm, a hurricane around 100 miles west of Tampa. That should be around midday on Thursday as the low-end Cat 2 storm will then reach an area around the eastern Florida panhandle, Big Bend area of Florida, Thursday evening as a 120 to 125 mile per hour Hurricane 3 storm. Do not take this storm lightly, and just keep your guard up and listen to us at News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and Governor Ron DeSantis issuing a state of emergency for 41 counties in Florida. Of course, we touched on that yesterday. That included Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. DeSantis held a press briefing from the state EOC in Tallahassee this morning talking about this whole Helene situation. And DeSantis says the National Hurricane Center has never before forecast a storm to become a major hurricane before it even formed, but that this time it's doing so because of the similarities it has to Hurricane Michael.
This is going to be a very interesting type storm. It's going to take that track the storm did last year right through the Big Bend and then cruise up to through Georgia and then head northward. And they were saying it's going to eventually end up in Cincinnati.
Right.
That's where it'll eventually go, to where all good hurricanes go, I guess. But Cincinnati.
Good luck to them. 6:15 here.
We'll just get so off. It's not here. That's That's the main thing.
Okay. Getting our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, as we typically see this time each and every day, we're seeing a lot of those traffic issues die down. The only spots where we're having some issues is maybe just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, and even less if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street. Outside of those two spots, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow is expected to see a good deal of rainfall, about a 70 to 80% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87 and a low of 71.
Okay, 67 days until the end of hurricane season and the fall red snapper season. Break out the rods and reels. Boat captains telling us and reporting a spectacular fishing season is now underway. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not much of a fisher, but fisherman. Yeah, I'm not a fisher, but, you know, it's pretty cool.
But you could be an angler.
Yeah, sure. I could be that. Anyway, Texas is sending help to Florida as they prepare for what will likely, of course, be that massive hurricane coming in. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott says that his state understands firsthand the importance of being prepared for a storm, and the deployment of Texas Task Force 1 includes urban search and rescue workers, and they're bringing high water rescue vehicles, boats, and specially trained dogs. There we go. Got it out.
And I'll tell you what, tomorrow we're going to drop into a lot of our community friends down in like the Tampa St. Pete area,
right.
Orlando. We'll dive into Tallahassee and get some updates from the news folks on air down there and let you hear exactly how they're preparing for the arrival of Helene. We'll do that tomorrow for you.
And nationally here, police in Arizona say a campaign office for Vice President Kamala Harris was damaged by gunfire. It happened overnight last night at the DNC campaign office in Tempe, just outside of Phoenix. State Democratic Party officials said several shots were fired into the office. This comes just days before Harris is set to return to Arizona on Friday. No one was present in the office when the incident happened, though, luckily.
618 News Radio 92.3. Republicans are criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris over her immigration stance. Fox's Peter Ducey has more on this trending story.
The Harris campaign cannot tell us whether or not she has changed her position on a 2019 stance she had, making people brought to this country illegally as children U.S. citizens. Axios is reporting Harris pledged in 2019 to take four executive actions as president that would give 2 million dreamers a path to citizenship and shield more than 6 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. Asked this week whether she'd take those same executive actions, her campaign declined to answer.
That's not a great look. We touched on that in hour one. If you're infamous for not talking to the media or not addressing pressing issues like this, that's not going to help your case when you continue to avoid it. All right, just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got some updates on the Israel and Hezbollah situation continuing to trade fire after what is being called the deadliest day in Lebanon in almost two decades. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Seafood Festival time, presented by Fiesta Pensacola. Enjoy the arts and crafts, fantastic music, and of course, the seafood. Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. See PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. Enjoy our national parks, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, and Johnson's Beach, with no fee Saturday during National Public Lands Day. Check out VisitPensacola.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Exactly, 6:23, right on the dot.
I have not heard from Eddie Grant in, good Lord, 30 years.
Yeah, no, that's very, very old song there. A very, very dated song, I'll say that.
I like that song, though.
Oh, no. Anyone who knows Electric Avenue loves that song. Very catchy. Alrighty, hinted at this before we went to break. Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade fire a day after the deadliest day in Lebanon in almost two decades. Israel said it killed a commander of the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group in an airstrike in Beirut Tuesday. Lebanese officials said more than 500 people were killed, including dozens of children and women, in Israeli airstrikes yesterday.
Okay, we can post this kind of under the heading of, well, it's time appropriate, okay? Nighttime traffic adjustments kind of in the news this afternoon and are in effect for motorists using Michigan Avenue. FDOT reporting work is now underway on a new resurfacing project. The affected area is Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. Nighttime lane closures and lane shifts happen between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. You see, about an hour and, 35 minutes right now? Mm-hmm. 8 to 6 in downtown this weekend, motorists will encounter the closure of Bayfront Parkway. And you're saying, why? Well, beginning at 11 o'clock Friday morning through Sunday, the Seafood Festival's in town.
Oh, yeah. And I've worked there. I've mentioned it before. I've got a history in promotions. I've worked there before. And, yeah, a lot of people show up to that. Road closure is very much needed in that area.
And I just hate when I forget that the road is closed and I come off the bridge and I'm trying to zip down Main Street and go, oh.
Well, look at it. Before you start barking at your mic, I do have to say we do have a bright side. You brought up the roads and it's knocking on the door of 625. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together?
I love transitions.
Looking at the roads here, I'll keep with the good news, actually. It doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe some minor backups, and I mean mean, very minor. On I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, outside of that, there's not too much going on. And then as for the weather, it's 84 with a low of 75 tonight. But pretty severe chance of rain tomorrow, 70 to 80% of thunderstorms throughout your Wednesday with a high of 87 and a low of 71.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, it is 626. I like this story. Russia has promised not to ignite another nuclear arms race. This is the caveat here, as long as the U.S. vows to do the same. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more on this trending story.
The head of Russia's nuclear test site has given an interview to a state-run newspaper. Andriy Sinitsyn promises his country won't conduct any more nuclear weapons tests on one condition, that the U.S. also refrains. Sinitsyn, though, told Rossiyskaya Gazeta his facility is prepared to get to work if called upon. He says it's recently been made fully ready in response to improvements made to American testing infrastructure. Moscow last conducted a nuclear test under the Soviet regime in 1990. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, well, I mean, the thing is, like, let me ask you, what constitutes as an arms race? And I know what an arms race is, but I mean, especially if you're looking for a reason to believe that one is afoot, like, couldn't, I mean, does it mean solely nuclear weapons? And if
not at all.
Exactly.
No, no,
right. So, no, no. So that's the thing. You could like chop someone, or you could bite someone's head off over arms race over a lot of things, right?
Like, and, I'm getting ready to bite this microphone.
Yeah. Like that. But also it's a matter of,
all matter of aesthetics. That's, you know, tomato, tomato.
Well, and just because,
tomato.
I mean, just because
we just don't
Russia
like it
or America doesn't know about it doesn't mean it ain't happening.
You're absolutely right.
And yeah, that's a stupid
negotiation. That's not an argumentative point. So you're right. I'm with you on this one.
A new poll shows that the 2024 presidential race can't get much closer. The latest Quinnipiac University survey shows that in a race including third-party candidates, 48% of likely voters support former President Trump, while 47% back Vice President Kamala Harris. That's compared to an August 29th national poll showing Harris garnering 49% support and Trump receiving 47%.
Let me tell you, I'm a skeptic when it comes to these poll things.
Just, as you should be.
No. And ratings, that type of thing. Well, I've got this rating or I've got this. I always go to that one question, and whoever's throwing these numbers at me,
right?
Tell me what the sample base is. How many people did you actually ask on this subject? Well, we asked 25, and you're going to tell me that that's a dictating. Well, I'm serious. That's where people need to start delving into the infrastructures of these things, like ratings and or these polling numbers. Where do they come from? What are the demographics? What are the psychographics?
Right.
There's a lot of questions behind those numbers, and most of the time, those numbers aren't what you think they are.
No, that is. That's very true. The House is expected to vote on a three-month funding extension tomorrow that would prevent a government shutdown. The continuing resolution is expected to pass thanks to Democratic support, despite some Republicans being against any kind of stopgap. The bill would keep the government funded until December 20th, and it will not include new voter registration requirements that former President Trump and other Republicans had called for any spending bill to include.
I like this. September is Pet Care Awareness Month. Just a few days remain and a perfect time to reflect on becoming a pet parent. Big responsibilities. Let me say, it's not like, well, go get Fido. That's why I always take a step back, especially if you give a pet for a gift.
Right.
You better make sure the person you're giving that pet to
is committed.
Ready for it.
Right.
You know, as I continue about this, pet care is a major concern for pet owners across Northwest Florida. Last year, there were more than 350,000 dogs and cats admitted to Florida animal shelters. According to the ASPCA, about 6.3 million animals go into shelters nationwide each year. 920,000 are euthanized. Doesn't have to be this way. Many elements go along with pet ownership, including high cost of pet supplies, sudden illnesses, lab tests, along with the increasing vet bills themselves. I know I cringe sometimes when I'm taking one of my three monsters. I got three Yorkies. When I take them in, it's always, well, we got to do the blood work.
Right.
When they say do the blood work, they're saying $430. Now multiply that times three of my monsters.
Right.
That's $1,200 to do that. But you got to do it. I'm a pet owner. And those are the things you agree to do as responsible pet parents.
For sure. And just about 6:30 here as we lead into the Fox News break.
That makes sense to you?
Yes. Okay. No. Yeah. Dog owning takes a lot of commitment. Yeah.
It sure does.
A chemical leak in Ohio is forcing people to evacuate, happening in Whitewater Township. That's just outside Cincinnati. Officials said the leak is from a train car that had a valve open, releasing gas. It's not from a train derailment, though. All stores in the nearby area have been closed. I mean, man, first it was at East Palestine or whatever stuff, yeah. And now we've got this going
They're ventilating that tank right now, I believe they are.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it's a big mess. And that's in Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we wish them the best of luck this afternoon.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. New charges filed against the man accused of trying to kill Donald Trump this month. Ryan Ruth is now charged with attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate. Authorities say Ruth staked out Trump for 12 hours on his golf course in Florida and wrote of his desire to kill him. Ruth had initially been charged with two federal firearms offenses, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Our prosecutors and agents have been working around the clock to discover the necessary evidence to ensure accountability.
Investigators say Ruth aimed a rifle through the shrubbery surrounding the golf course. The Israeli military says it has killed a top Hezbollah commander as part of a two-day bombing campaign that has left more than 560 people dead and prompted thousands in southern Lebanon to seek refuge from the widening conflict. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Caroline Ellison, a star witness in the prosecution of her former boyfriend, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, was sentenced today in New York federal court to 2 years in prison in order to forfeit $11 billion for her role in the massive fraud and conspiracy. The prison term was significantly stiffer than the recommendation by the federal probation department. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 83, the S&P 500 setting a record along with the Dow up 14, and the NASDAQ grew by 100. Novo Nordisk's top executive faced the Senate today over the high prices of their company's weight loss drug Wegovy and their diabetes treatment Ozempic, as demand for both injections soars in the U.S. Novo Nordisk CEO Lars Fruergaard Jorgensen stopped short of promising a price cut, but did say he wants to work with U.S. lawmakers. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the sportsman and sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. The Jaguars didn't have to rush to pay Trevor Lawrence this offseason, but they did by giving him a $275 million extension that keeps him in Jacksonville through 2030. It was a mistake to do that then, because the Jags should have made Trevor prove his worth this year when they still had the luxury of time, and through 3 games for the 2024 season, Trevor looks like the farthest thing from a franchise QB. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas.
To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. That's a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Still had that minor issue on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but that has since then very, very significantly decreased, so there doesn't appear to be too much going on there. And outside of that, there's not much holding you up at all. We do have an accident report from earlier this hour. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Windhaven Beach, we do have some backups in that area. But outside of that, everything else is smooth sailing. Or at least expected at this time every evening. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 87 and a low of 71, but about a 70 to 80% chance of thunderstorms. So prepare for a muggy Wednesday.
Okay, Helene is expected to be a very significant hurricane. Impacts along that west coast of Florida. We're talking about Tampa north to the Bend area. And Thursday afternoon, towards the latter part of the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock or so, it'll make its landfall, 120 to 125 miles per hour. Cat 3 storm is brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. News Radio 92.3 is all over it. We have constant updates for you. But I wanted to kind of make a transition here with you. Do you mind, Austin? Let's kind of jump off the page, if you don't mind. Talk a little bit of sports in terms of what's coming up this weekend in terms of some high school games. And if I can pick your brain, you're the sports guy, and you understand all this. So let's just run them off here, if you don't mind. The debacle stands, and I'm going to personally put you responsible for this.
Thank you.
Give me Navarre Tate. Tell me about the game.
Well, Navarre, this is a tale of two very different seasons here.
I'm going to sit down over here.
Navarre has been one of the least impressive teams in this area. Their only win is by 2 points, and it's against Milton, who's the only winless team in this area, at least at their level, I believe.
That's right.
And they won by 2 points. It was their homecoming game. It's like, so they needed the scenery and everything to be perfect to win by two against what is now, I believe, an 0-4, 0-5 team. So
0-5.
Yes. So Navarre is not looking too good, but Tate... I mean, man, there were several years there. When I was in high school, we beat Tate 42-41.
Excuse me. Who's we?
Pace. My bad. The Pace Patriots, excuse me. But we beat Tate, what, 42-41, 41-40? It was something like that. And it was a huge upset in Pace. It was awesome. I was there with my girlfriend. It was a great, great time.
Memory.
The thing is, that, like, I take credit for that low-key ruining the Tate football program for years because they would have, like, one win a season. I mean, they had collapsed. Right. Now they're, like, what, 4-0? They're unbeaten. They haven't really winced at their competition recently. They were up 21-0 in the blink of an eye against West Florida last week. They are at home, I believe, for this upcoming game this Friday. You can catch the game on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, starting at 7 o'clock this Friday. So it is. It's just two very different teams here, and I think if Tate were to struggle in this game and definitely lose, it would be quite a shock.
All right, let's talk about Pensacola Catholic hosting Freeport this week.
I mean, Freeport's just a smaller school, I think. It's not anything against them. I just don't think they're on the same level as Catholic. Catholic's been one of the most promising-looking teams in the area, so give me the Crusaders.
Yep, 3-1, Catholic 3-1 on the season. Pine Forest, by the way, has a bye for this week. Gulf Breeze, Booker T, hosting Escambia this week.
Man, Escambia's had a rough start, but I think a good portion of that may be the caliber of opponent they've faced. Washington has struggled against some of the more mediocre competition around here, such as, say, West Florida. So, man, Washington at home, that's interesting. But give me the Gators. I think they can get that.
I was mentioning I was going to start with the Gulf Breeze, but then I thought I'd go with the Booker T. Gulf Breeze going to Niceville.
Gulf Breeze, what, they lost to Tate 41-0, they lost to my Patriots 55-0.
Embarrassing.
And now they're going to what has consistently been one of the most dominant programs around here.
Yeah.
Eagles all the way.
Okay, the Patriots go to Crestview Friday.
I think that's going to be an interesting test for Pace, because I mentioned this an hour or two ago. We've either played Alabama competition that nobody around here knows anything about, or we played Catholic, who's one of the best teams around here, and we lost convincingly. So we don't really know where Pace's limits lie. So going to Crestview, that's going to be an interesting one. I think Pace can take care of that, though.
Okay, that Milton game. We mentioned Milton's 0-5 this season. They're hosting a bad boy Panama City team, Mosley.
Mosley, I looked at their resume a little while back. They are a violent team.
They're mean. Go ahead and say it.
Well, I mean, and I don't mean that as far as how they play. I just mean as far as
intensity.
They have dominated, their opponents. And as I said, Milton's 0-5, so do the math.
All right, Pensacola High at another bad boy Panama City team, Bay. The Hurricanes over there.
That's definitely a more interesting fight. Bay's pretty tough. Pensacola, though, similarly to Tate, they've had a good turnaround. What, is their only loss to Tate?
I think it is.
Yeah, and they lost that game close. I think it was 27-22, good rivalry game there. So Pensacola definitely has the potential to win, but, yeah, you can't count out Bay.
All right, Chiefs of Northview going to Alabama. No, actually, they'll be hosting Escambia County, Alabama, Friday.
I'll take Northview, especially at home, and that's the game I know the least about. I'll go Chiefs. Why not?
Okay, let's talk about UWF. Of course, they fell in double overtime to West Alabama last week, 35-33. The worst thing about that, we've discussed this for days now, it was a GSC play game.
Yes.
UWF goes to Grand Valley State in Michigan Saturday. It is a non-conference game.
Yes, it's their road opener. Unfamiliar opponent, as far as at least how often they play. Grand Valley State, man, I was doing my research on them, and they do. They've had anywhere from 10 to 13 wins, I think, over each of the last 3 years. So they are consistently a powerhouse against their competition, and now they are hosting UWF right after a heartbreaking loss for the Argos. That's going to be tough to overcome.
Okay, I'm making a transition with you here. Let's go ACC. FSU's defense has improved, but it's going to be a tough test against an SMU team this week.
SMU's going to win that game.
Yeah. The prediction is by 10, SMU 30, FSU 20.
If SMU's offense is half as good as it looked against TCU last weekend, FSU's going to be lucky to have that decided by only 10.
All right. Onward to the SEC on Saturday. Kentucky, Ole Miss.
If Ole Miss struggles, I'm going to laugh my butt off.
They're not.
Ole Miss should beat up on them if they're a contender.
Arkansas, Texas A&M.
Give me the Hogs.
All right. Oklahoma, Auburn.
Give me Oklahoma. Auburn, they can't get out of their own way.
I'll go with you on that one. Mississippi State, Texas.
Mississippi State has the chance to be quite a comedian this weekend if they
pull something out of their
pull something out of their bag of tricks there, that'd be pretty cool. But I'll take the Longhorns until further notice.
Let me just put it like this. I'm pulling for Mississippi State, but Texas has got to win.
There you go.
All right, Georgia. Oh, this is the game.
I'm
going to break out my Lay's potato chips and my Coca-Cola, and I'm going to listen and watch the game. It's Georgia-Alabama. The Bear used to drink Coke and eat Lay's potato chips, by the way. Or was it Golden Flake?
I don't know.
Could have been Golden Flake.
I know Saban always
maybe
had
somebody
the Coke.
Texas that.
Didn't he always have a Coke on his podium?
But I'm thinking of the potato chips. It was either Lay's or Golden Flake, and I'm thinking I'm going with Golden Flake now for the Bear.
Okay, either way, he's going to be watching the game. You get the idea, and yes. He's going to be in theme. Man, I've got Georgia. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think these offenses are going to face powers that they haven't faced all year. But, man, I mean, I want to count out Georgia's offensive regime, but they came out swinging against Clemson to start the year, broke 30 on them, and completely shut down their offense. So I think they could do the same to Alabama and outscore them.
Listen, you're a football nut. Do you have two TVs in your living room or so you can watch different games, things like that?
No, I've got a TV in my living room, and I've got one on my patio. Mm-hmm. And then I've got my computer for like any games that I just am watching by myself in my room.
And I say that because, yes, I will be watching the Georgia-Alabama game. But, the LSU-South Alabama game is on at the same time.
Yes, so. Equal weight games here. So I understand. Yeah.
So I will be splitting the screens on that one there.
Oh, by the way, I think your Tigers can pull that one out. No offense to our Mobile boys.
No. South Alabama's got a team. And I was really hoping that they were playing that game over Mobile.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome.
You know where you would have found me on that.
Yeah. I completely blanked on your name. Chris would not have been here. He would have just been over in Mobile for the week, just partying hard.
You can call me Mike if you want to.
That's the thing.
I get called a lot of things in life, let me tell you.
Okay, I'll just call you Bub.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to run down real quick the AP Top 25. You ready?
Well, before you do, hold on. We're already late to traffic and weather. Let me go ahead and knock this out.
Okay.
Roads looking good. Had that accident on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach, be on the lookout for that. And then as for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. Expect a hot and rainy Wednesday tomorrow with a high of 87 and low of 71. Okay, Bub.
All right, go ahead. Here we go. AP Top 25 updated as of September 23rd.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Number one, Texas. 2, Georgia. 3, Ohio State. 4, Alabama. 5, Tennessee. 6, Ole Miss.
Yes.
Okay. 7, Miami. 8, I had to look at that twice. 8, Oregon. Number 9, Penn State. Number 10, Utah. Number 11, Missouri. 12, Michigan. 13, USC. 14, LSU. Now, if you remember, I did the other poll. What was it? The Sporting News Top 25. They had LSU ranked 16th.
Right.
So LSU ranked 14 in the AP poll here. 15th, Louisville. 16th, Notre Dame. I wonder if Jeff Wayne's happy about that.
Number 15 Louisville goes to number 16 Notre Dame this weekend. That's that's an underrated game for
That'll
sure.
That'll be a good one. Okay, number 17 Clemson, number 18 Iowa State, number 19 Illinois, 20 Oklahoma State, 21 Oklahoma. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
They dropped a good ways.
Yes, they did. 22 BYU, 23 Kansas State, 24 Texas A&M, and 25 the team with the blue carpeted football field, Boise State.
Some of those teams I think are just kind of overrated, and it's a matter of like, okay, I guess I'm cool with you being there because who else are you going to put there? However, two takeaways I had. Tennessee jumping Ole Miss, excellent move. Ole Miss hasn't played anybody. Tennessee has now played two teams that were ranked at the time of facing off, I believe, and they've beaten up on both of them. And they were in unfavorable sights for both games. Tennessee is one of the most proven teams in the country right now. They deserve to be higher than Ole Miss, who's played Wake Forest and a bunch of smaller schools. Then you've got Texas A&M. You beat Bowling Green by 6. What the heck are you doing moving up a spot in the rankings? You shouldn't even have been 25th. You struggle with a MAC school, now you're 24th? Get out of here.
Calm down.
Arkansas is going to expose them this weekend.
Some cold water on this guy.
And Arkansas is going to kick them out. And then Arkansas will be like 4-1, so they'll be ranked.
Okay. Do you follow that, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a sad story.
Yes, it is.
But I wanted to pass this on to you. A former football player announcing that he has Parkinson's disease. A terrible diagnosis to kind of reveal on Capitol Hill. Fox's Jared Max has more on the trending story.
Members of the committee, my name is Brett Favre, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to testify here today.
Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on Capitol Hill Tuesday before the House Ways and Means Committee to testify about federal welfare reform and disbursement of temporary assistance for needy families. While speaking before the committee about a defunct drug company that Favre had backed, he revealed a serious personal medical condition.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others, and I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Just over 2 weeks shy of his 55th birthday, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre revealed he was recently diagnosed with a progressive brain disorder, Parkinson's disease. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. Yeah, very unfortunate news there. 6:50. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll just get some of the finishing touches on this Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, including last check of the stock market, last check of the roads and weather, so on and so forth. All that's coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. All eyes are on the Gulf as we're watching this potential tropical system that should likely become a Hurricane Helene and where it's going to go. We also talked about Trump commemorative coins. Yeah, that's a real thing. We also talked about, kid you not, Kamala Harris chanting down, down with the deportation in 2018 as the borders are. Also, Pensacola is going to ban camping on private property, and Santa Rosa County is going to switch recycling providers. You can listen to all these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 6:53 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you in just a moment. But I said we'd get one last quick check of Wall Street first, and we'll do just that now. Wall Street closing higher as investors largely shrugged off a weak consumer confidence reading. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points to 42,208. The S&P 500 added 14 points to 5732, and the NASDAQ rose 100 points to 18074.
I love that Ashford Simpson you just played. Smoke from a Distant Fire.
Yeah, it's, what is it? Sanford Townsend Band.
Sanford Townsend
Smoke Band. From a Distant Fire.
Well,
yeah.
What a great track. You're just making me feel old as all get out.
Yeah, no, I'm playing some of the oldies. That is
all
true.
Right, 6:54, News Radio 92.3. Thanks for a lot for having us on today, Austin, and I appreciate it. It's Chris Bryan here. Mortgage buyers. home buyers, sellers, well, they're watching those mortgage numbers today. Mortgage Daily News reporting the 30-year rate just a little bit higher, 6.20%. Borrowing cost on the 15-year fixed rate a little lower at 5.55%. Christina Leavenworth from Lincoln, Levin Rinke folks, was in on the show yesterday explaining whether that 50 basis point reduction in the Fed really is going to make a difference for the buyers. It's going to open up the markets. It's going to make things really exciting around here. So if you're out looking for a house or trying to sell one, best of luck to you.
Absolutely. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got that accident traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Windhaven Beach, causing heavy backups at this time. Doesn't appear like it's going to lessen anytime soon. Good news is, though, outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads holding you up at this time, except for maybe some congestion at the intersection of Navy Boulevard and Highway 98. But even that's not looking too severe. And if it is where you're sitting, well, hopefully it'll be gone soon.
Yeah. That's a positive attitude.
Yeah. If you're dealing with problems I'm not seeing,
get it out of here.
Just don't worry about it. As for the temperature here, 84 degrees with a low of 75 tonight. And as we bleed into your Wednesday, we're going to get those storm chances rising up to as high as 70-80%. High of 87, low of 71 is your temperature for Wednesday. So it's going to be a hot, rainy Wednesday. Nice.
Hooray.
Yeah, good for us.
Doing something interesting over Navarre. Straw poll voting continues on whether to incorporate that area. Preserve Navarre is gauging their effort to create a new town in Santa Rosa County. The results are not binding. You have to remember this. This is just kind of a trending type of piece of research that they're doing. The results aren't binding, and it will be used simply to help determine if the proposal goes before the state legislature. Voters can request a mail-in ballot or vote in person in just a few days, October 12th. So doing some stuff over in Navarre.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, Chris. Are you a plastic utensil user?
Never.
Are you a food unpackager? I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Well, okay, you'll see why.
Oh, okay.
Close to 200 chemicals that have been linked to breast cancer are used in food packaging and plastic utensils. A new study shows that 76 breast carcinogens from food contact materials can be found in people. Researchers reported their findings in the journal Frontiers in Toxicology, and this comes as rates of early onset breast cancer in younger women are increasing.
And I like the psychology. Maybe you're tuned into the psychology about the plate sizes. Smaller the plate for the meal portions, the more you won't overeat, that type of thing for the size plate. I always eat off of plates, off of real plates. So.
Yeah, like and ceramic.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just simply because it allows me to kind of, at my age, you have to kind of watch your food intake. Because
right.
It doesn't burn off like you were at your age, you know.
But like a young whippersnapper.
So you know, what I'm saying is, it's the I go by this, and I'm just curious. I'm sure some of our listeners out there do the same thing in terms of gauging their food and the quantity they're putting on their plate by the size of their plates.
Right.
So there you go. That's when I chimed in about, and you were rumbling about some plate stuff. Plastic utensils. I don't use them. I use the real deal.
Also, the U.S. Postal Service is restarting its free at-home COVID-19 test.
That makes sense to you at all.
You talk about the plastic stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. You hear about carcinogens being found in anything.
Just wanted to make sure I was making sense.
No, I got you. The U.S. Postal Service restarting its free at-home COVID-19 tests offered by the end of the month. The program will allow U.S. households to order up to 4 COVID-19 at-home nasal swab kits, and the kits will be available while supplies last. The U.S. Health and Human Services Agency, which oversees COVID testing, has not announced an exact date for ordering to begin.
Can you believe September's almost gone?
No, I cannot. I noticed it was September 24th today.
I'm still wondering where March is.
Well, this time next week, we're officially going to be in October.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be wearing like orange and brown. Like those are my colors, man. Not Cleveland Browns. Not those colors.
You got Jameis Winston jersey on?
No, but I'm just saying I'm going to be the autumn Starbucks 22-year-old college girl.
You are just you are not only a scholar but a gentleman.
I'm a statistic.
Because coming up, and you're absolutely on track here. This is the really interesting thing about it being October. And you're right. And what does October mean? You darn right. It means the Pensacola Interstate Fair.
Nice segue.
An amazing family experience. Rides, food, the biggest, longest running ag and entertainment tradition continues. Fair returning to town in 27 days.
Wow. That's hard to imagine. That's crazy.
And I love it.
And you're going to be there
you
with
know why?
A potbelly pig in one hand and cotton candy in the other.
Close. Yeah, that's close. That's
a
right.
A baby
you're
cow.
Right. You're right. There you go, from the ag building. Because I go to the ag building and always get that enormous bag of cotton candy. That's the tradition of the fair, man. That's why I go.
It's hectic.
It's a tradition.
And it's a big attraction.
And I love it.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow, we'll give you a rundown of everything happening in your world on a rainy Wednesday.
Yes, and we'll have the latest for Helene. Join us. And thanks a lot for listening this afternoon. We really do thank you a whole lot.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.